her, and upon her sons who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children on the rest. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms chapter 78, just one verse, you don't have to turn there, talking about the children of Israel. And the Bible says, yea, they turned back and tempted God. How did they tempt God? Psalmist goes on and says, they limited the Holy One of Israel. Yea, they turned back and they tempted God. How? And they limited the Holy One of Israel. Amen. Lord, help me this morning, like talk to us about, don't limit God. Amen. Don't limit God. Would you bow your heads this morning and ask God to help us the remainder of this service? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your many blessings. God, we thank you for all you've done, how you've helped us and blessed us. Lord, we're looking for you to help us here this morning. God, would you have your way in this service? Lord, would you touch every heart, every life that's here? God, we thank you. And we ask you this morning to meet with us. It's in your wonderful, wonderful name we pray. Amen and amen. How many of us in our own thoughts and our hearts have at times limited the power of God? Because things don't happen the way we think they ought to, and because things don't happen on our timetable, we have limited in our hearts and our minds what we think and how God should move, amen, the miracles of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said that he did not many mighty works there. Why? Because of their unbelief. My prayer is, God, amen, help thou my unbelief. Help me to have more faith and realize that your power has not limits. Science cannot describe it. It cannot hold it. Amen. All the facts of this world cannot limit the power of God. Amen. They'll tell you once you sign that death certificate and we draw our last breath that it is over. But the power of God says that man can be resurrected and live again through him. I thought years ago, and when God was dealing with my heart about a certain place in the mission field, there in Panama to start a mission, I didn't have a exact city in mind as far as God didn't speak to me and say, I want you to go to this city and preach the gospel and establish a church. But God did show me a people, and God showed me a plan for establishing a church and putting it into their hands. Amen. Letting them, amen, do a work for God. And I began to pray about that people. And I began to think about the area that they were in, Brother Josh. And I began to look at maps and begin to ask people. And one of the largest cities among those Indians was a place called Tole. And me and Brother Frankie got in that old Azusa Trooper, and we began to drive up that road some 7 hours. We drove getting to that city. I'd never been there. I never had laid eyes on that city except on a map. And that map was not, amen, laid out like you would like it. But it was a souvenir map that basically showed the location of cities, not roads to get there, amen, not where to turn.
And we began to drive down that road, got close as we thought, and we began to ask men about directions. And now you want to get folks that don't have much in common, you start asking directions. One man said, go down here and take a left. Another said, go down and take a right. And it seemed like nobody knew where that city was. And so we began to drive. And finally, Brother Frankie said, we'll take a right here. And after about an hour and a half of riding, I mean, we was up in the mountains. The car was running hot. And it seemed like he was about to shut down on us. We just been creeping up that old mountain for about an hour and a half. And finally, we came to a level spot. And we were right there, and I said, Brother Frankie, I looked around, all I saw was one little store. I saw a bunch of little huts, and I said, this cannot be Tole. They said it was a city, had restaurants, had nice things. I said, we have made the wrong turn, and we're in the wrong place. What are we going to do? And you just had to know, Brother Frankie. I had to be around him. He opened the door, and he said, we're going to preach, brother. That's what we're going to do. Amen. He got out and he began to preach. Men began to gather around. And after it got through preaching, he preached, I preached. Another brother that was with us preached. A man came to us crying. And he said, I want to, amen, take it to the chief. And we all want to establish a church here. Amen. We want to see God move. Oh, I thought about that time and time again. I'm thankful for wrong turns. Amen. I'm thankful for letting God move, even though it didn't fit into my plan and how I thought it ought to work out. Amen. Can I tell you that God can even move when you take a wrong turn, when it seems like everything has gone wrong and you failed? Don't limit the power of God. Our text tells us that there was a woman and her sons were about to be sown into slavery. Oh, it was a rough time in her life. She had lost her husband. And because of debt, there was a great distress in her life. Amen. The Bible said, now there cried a woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets. Amen. This woman had been married to a prophet of God. Amen. No doubt they were strict by the law. They obeyed the commandments of God. But that didn't keep distress from coming to their lives. Amen. Can I tell you, tribulation comes to each and every one. Amen. There will be trials and heartache in every life if we stay in this way. But the Bible says there's no temptation taking you but such that is common to man, but God, who is able, will make a way of escape that she might be able to bear it. Amen. Did not Jesus say, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Amen. That old preacher on the radio said, when God sends tribulations, he expects you to tribulate. Come on now. Amen. Can I tell you, there will be distress. There will be times of sorrow. Even if we're living right, it rains on the just and the unjust. Amen. Sadness comes to the child of God. Amen. Just like it does to the sinner. Amen. There'll be times of question. There'll be times, no doubt, of confusion. But God's still God. And he's still in control in our lives. Amen. She cried. Oh, the Bible said, I looked that word up. Amen. She cried out loud. She sobbed. Amen. She wailed. It's more than just a simple sobbing. It's more than just bowing your head and shedding a few tears. Amen. Strong says she wailed. Amen. That word means cried out. She wasn't being quiet about it. She didn't care if the world knew. She was in trouble, amen, in distress, and she needed help. help. Can I tell you this morning, it do us all good to cry out to him. I say, whether we're in distress or not, it do us good to cry out unto God. Amen. And there was a great debt that had to be paid. And now under Levitical law, amen, under the, amen, Mosaic law, they were not to be like this. Amen. Deuteronomy, if you read it, chapter 15, I believe it was, where I read, it talked about those dealing with the poor. And it said, when you see the poor, amen, don't go to them necessarily with a closed hand. Amen. But come to them with an open hand. Amen. And help them is what it's saying. Amen. Don't turn your back. Amen. Don't do away with. Yes, it was customary. Amen. For those that were in debt to sell themselves or their siblings. Amen. Into slavery to pay off that debt. But there was supposed to be mercy. Amen. There was supposed to be lenience. But these men had none of that. In spite of that, her sons were gone. Going to be sub-bondsmen. Can I tell you that sin comes in? And no matter who you are, and no matter what you say, and no matter what has happened in life, amen, sin requires a payment. For the wages of sin is death. No man will escape it. No lawyer, amen, of this world's going to be out, able to get you out of it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory. Glory to God. But I'm glad that the payment was made. And by the blood of the Lamb, my sin debt has been paid. Oh, but this woman couldn't find a way. She didn't have a solution. There was no answer. She couldn't borrow money. She couldn't go to a neighbor and ask for more. Amen. She was in a place. And not only that, death had come to her house. Amen. Her husband wasn't there. I look at him as a provider. Amen. I look at him as a leader of that household. He wasn't there to lean on. He wasn't there to ask advice. He was dead and gone. Have you ever felt like that? Amen. No matter how much you do, no matter how much you try, it seems to grow bigger and bigger and mount up. And you wonder how you're going to get out of it. Amen. How you're going to get over it. Amen. The debt keeps coming. I'm not talking about just financial. I'm talking about spiritual. I'm talking about things weighing you down. Amen. Look like it won't get better. Amen. Things dying. I'm not having life. Oh, help us this morning. Amen. We are in distress.
Amen. I thought about that. She had debt. She had death. I thought about the Bible said that her two sons were about to be bondsmen. Now, bear with me here, but I thought about that scripture where David said, deliver me from the sword and my darling from the power of the dog. I don't know if David's talking about his own soul or whatever. I mean, he might have been there. He said, my darling from the power of the dog. But I thought about, man, this was her darlings. So her babies, no matter how big they were, amen, no matter how grown they had got, sometimes I look at Seth, and he's not here, so I won't embarrass him. Amen, I look at Seth, and I think, man, that boy's going to be taller than I am. I look at Isaiah sometimes, and I think, man, he's going to be a wide youngin', amen, going to be broad, and no doubt going to be strong when he gets older. I mean, you can tell by looking at him. I look at my girls, how they're growing up. Abigail, how she becoming a young lady. Elizabeth, how she thinks she's a young woman. Amen. I'm talking about looking at them, watching them grow. And I thought no matter how big that old boy gets, amen, no matter how he does, he'll always be daddy's boy. Amen. They'll always be daddy's girls. Amen. They are my darlings. Amen. I'd stand for them. I'd fight for them. Amen. I'd do anything I could to keep them alive. And keep hurt from coming their way. I don't want them to have to suffer heartache. I know they will. But if I could take it, I would. I said, if I could take it, I would. I thought about times they were sick.
and they're laying there with fevered brow, and they don't feel like getting up. And I prayed, Lord, if you don't take it from them, amen, give it to me. I'd rather it be me than my darling. I'd rather it be me than them. Let me be sick in their place. Don't you know she felt like that? She lost her husband, and now she's about to lose her boys. Amen, she lost everything. Life was going down instead of up. They served God. He was a prophet, one of the sons of the prophet. Amen, he was a man. Amen, and no doubt lived the law. Why was this coming to their house? Why was this happening at their home? Have you ever asked that question? Lord, I pray. I read my Bible. I go to church. Why me?
Maybe you never said that. I have. In walks the man of God. He says, what do you have in your house? She says, a pot. I looked that up. Basically it means she had a bowl. She had an old cooking vessel. And she said, and some oil. Now, this is where they differ from, as I read commentary and even read in dictionaries and Strong's and different ones. Some say it was anointing oil, pure olive oil, and some say it was just drippings. Amen. Lard. She had some lard. It'd be all right if I used it like that this morning. Amen. All she had was an old bowl and a little bit of oil in there. Amen. That was all she had. House. Amen. All she had to try to get her and her sons, amen, out of debt and bring freedom to that household. Can you imagine going down to the bank and now and saying, listen, I know everything's gone wrong. I've lost my job. I got no income coming in. I don't know what I'm going to do. When the bank looks at you and says, well, what do you have for collateral? Amen. What can you give me, amen, that I might use it as down payment or payment on this debt? And you look at that old banker and say, hey, I got a bowl and a bunch of, amen, lard in here. Amen, I got some grease that we fried up french fries with a couple of days ago. I got that left and I got this whole bowl. Amen, don't you know he'd look at you like he's a crazy man and say, hey, that ain't gonna work. Elijah said, what do you have in the house? She said, a pot. Amen, and some oil. Hey. I'm telling you, when you get desperate with God, I said in your distress, when you say, I've had enough, amen, I might just have a pot. I might just have some old fattened lard. I might just have some oil. But if God can get in it, I said, if God can get in it, ain't no telling what might happen. Ain't no telling what might come. What did Elijah say? Amen, looked at her, and he said, go out and borrow vessels. Amen. Go out. Amen. Of your neighbors. And borrow some vessels. And bring them back to the house. God's going to fill them with oil. Amen. To us. I'd say, hey, I ain't going to do that.
Come on now. Hold this for me, TJ. I want you to be my neighbor. Can you do that for me?
Oh, they might not know. It might not have been public. You know, a lot of times we keep things to ourselves. Nobody knows what's going on. Kind of like that king. Amen. When the Syrians come and they besiege Samaria. And the Bible said that woman said, well, I'm finna go boil my son and eat him. It is a bad time in the land at that time. It's cut off from food supply. There wasn't nothing happening. And the Bible said that king began to lame and cry on the top of that wall, but he rent his mantle. He tore loose his clothes. And the people saw that underneath there was sackcloth. Amen. He was in mourning. He was in distress. And up to that point, nobody knew about it. He was the king. And they thought him no doubt out to be in control. Amen. Always happy. I've heard them say, hey, preacher. Amen. Don't let them see that you're hurting. Hey, preacher. Amen.
don't let them see that you're in trouble. I heard one man say, hey, when you're preaching, don't let them know you're struggling. Hey, man, you know I'm struggling before I do most of the time. Hey, man, you already know I'm in a hole trying to get out of it. Hey, man, it ain't nothing wrong with letting them see that you got problems. It ain't nothing wrong with letting them see that things come in your life. But you know what's wrong when we give up on God and say it's got to be like this. It ain't never going to get better. Amen. Elijah said, go borrow vessels. Amen. Go out in the public. I don't care who knows. I don't care what they say. I don't care what their comments are going to be. Amen. I got to have a move of God in my house. I got to have a move of God. Amen. Not only for me, but for my children, for my family. I wish somebody would get desperate this morning and say, I'm tired of being where I'm at. I'm tired of doing like I'm doing. I got to have God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, can you imagine? You know how women talk. Help me here. You know how men talk. Come on now. I'll change that. We can take it. Amen. You know how men talk. I don't know if her neighbor knew or not. But can you imagine if they did? And she went to him and said, hey, can I borrow that bucket from you? Amen. Can I have that pot? Well, why in the world are you getting a pot for? You ain't got nothing in your house but that little bit of lard in that bowl. I tell you why, because I'm taking it back home. Amen. It's good been fitting to be filled with oil. How in the world, amen, can somebody say, oh, that I'm going to fill it with oil when they ain't got no oil? Heard a preacher years ago lay on the radio, I've been broke, busted, and disgusted, but I am still blessed to God. Amen, it might look down, it might look like nothing ain't going to happen, but can I tell you, God will still move in the midnight hour when the storm clouds arise. There'll still be plenty for the children of God. Amen, God will make a way out of no way. He'll move in the small things. He'll bring a rain cloud after 3.5 years. An abundance of rain will come. Amen. He'll part the Red Sea. Amen. He'll do whatever to move in our lives.
Oh God. Amen. She went out and borrowed. He said, not a few. I don't know if she got it all in one house or what. She ain't asked for one. She got plenty. Amen. I read somewhere, and when she went out and borrowed those vessels, that when the vessels were emptied, or the vessels were full and there was no more, the oil stopped. So as with our vessels, so is our faith. How many vessels you have this morning? Come on now. Amen. How many have you brought to the house of God? Oh, it looks bad. I don't see how in the world we're going to have revival. I don't know how we're going to have church. I don't know how it's going to get to where we want it to be. Amen. The man's supposed to be here to cancel it out. And this happened and that happened. Oh, but you know what? Amen. Wednesday night when God bespoke to my heart on this platform and laid this message on my heart, I began to gather up some vessels. Amen. I began to get my all together. I began to accumulate what I needed. And you know what happened? I went out to the public. Amen. This morning and told you what God has laid on my heart. Amen. I've been praying. Amen. That God would be plenteous. Send down the rain. Amen. Send down the rain. But you know what else? I got in the private. I got alone with God. I begin to pray and make supplication. I begin to lay out my vessels and say, Lord, ain't nobody but you can fill them. And that all from heaven. I said the blessings from the glory world begin to pour down in my life. And I'm hoping it will yours this morning. I wish somebody would get desperate. If you have to dip in the Jordan 7 times. Hey, why don't you? If you have to march around Jericho. If you have to stand to your feet. If you have to beg for prayer. If you have to sing a song. Get your vessels out. And don't limit God.
Amen. What men say and what men do, amen, puts pressure on us. We say to ourselves, well, we can't. It can't. They can't. This woman was desperate. She didn't care what everybody else was saying. I don't believe that she cared what everybody else was doing.
She needed help. She's going to get it any way she could. You know what happened? When she began to do that, deliverance came. Folks want to get healing. They want to get deliverance because they ain't desperate enough. You hear me? I said, it just ain't got desperate enough. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost in that. Hey, man, you won't even come to the front. Much less borrow vessels. Well, I'm not one. And I'm not this and I'm not that. I don't want everybody. Well, can I tell you, it won't matter if you're really needing the move of God, if you're really needing God to move in your house, in your home, and in your life. It won't matter. Lord, I'll do anything, whatever you ask me to. I say, whatever you ask me to, I will do, because I need deliverance.
I'm moving. I'm hurrying. It's late. The heat's up about 100. Whew. Don't turn it down. Hey, do me good. Sweat reduction. I was thinking. I was at my heaviest. I was probably weighed about, there was a pounds, somewhere in there. I was a big boy. A big boy. Bobby, I get up out of the bed. I bought slip-on shoes. I was so fat, couldn't tie my shoes. I'd been over. I'd about pass out. My head turned red. My kids are hurting. So I was probably slip-ons. I solved that problem. Step into them. You ready to go. Day go by. My knees hurt. My back hurt. I come home. All I could do is lay in the recliner and sleep. I was so tired. Yeah, they won't do that to me, blah, blah, blah. Tie a 20-pound sack of flour around your toilet all day. Tell me it won't do nothing to you. I'm talking about me. Don't say, oh, Brother Jim. Talking about me. I went to the doctor who checked my triglycerides, my cholesterol. He said, boy, these things are out of the roof. I just made light of it. I said, I've always been an overachiever, Doc. I mean, I like to go all the way when I do something. Had to go back to the doctor. Sugar elevated. He said, boy, I'm going to put you on diabetic medicine. Looks like you might be a diabetic. Started doing tests, doing this, doing that. I go to him with this problem. I go to him with that problem. I sat in his office one day, and he walked in. And we had talked, and he knew I was a holiness preacher. Dr. Sampson. He's sitting across from me. You know, he hardly ever looks at you. He's punching that computer talking to you. Looking up stuff. You tell him something, he'll look it up, tell you what it is. He's punching that computer and looking up things, trying to figure out why the way I was and all these kind of things. And all of a sudden, he just closes that down. Gets in his seat and he pulls right up to me. He said, you're a holiness preacher, right? I said, yes, sir, I am. He said, now, I don't know much about holiness folks and Pentecostals. He said, but yeah, I know some of the stricter people preach against smoking and all these other things and drinking. I said, yes, sir. And he looked at me and he said, what's the difference in a man smoking a cigarette and dying of lung cancer and you eating a chicken leg and dying of high cholesterol? I didn't say nothing. I knew I was peeing. He said, no, the Bible talk about being good stewards. I mean, I was ready to get up. I mean, this man, I knew he was reading my book, and I didn't know what to say to him. He said, the Bible talks about being good stewards. Shouldn't that be of your household, of yourself, of everything? I said, yes, and all the time. I'm thinking that scripture in Corinthians, Paul said, I bring my body into subjection. Lest thyself become a castaway as others. I know he's talking about spiritual, but he's also talking about fleshly things. Not being tempted by the world. Not letting these things overcome you. I know it's different this morning. I feel the Holy Ghost in this. He looked at me and he said, I got several medicines I can give you. Got some I can give you high cholesterol, high triglycerides. I got some I can give you blood pressure. Your blood pressure's up. He said, I got some I can give you for diabetes. I got some I can give you for this and give you for that.
He said, but you know what the whole problem is? You're too fat. Man, that got me. I left there a broken man. I thought, man, how can I preach? How can I talk about the goodness of God, how God's delivered me? I can't control myself. I'm not just talking about eating. I'm not talking about, don't get me wrong here. I'm talking about in all things. How can I? You know what I did? I got desperate. So I'm going to prove that, man. I'm going to prove to myself that I can do it. I ain't got there yet. I sure am trying. I walked in the other day and had an appointment with him. He looked at me and he said, man, you changed. Boy, you talking about feeling good? You talking about feeling good? I thought, man, I hope his confidence is increased in me. Not just as a person, but as a preacher. Hey, man, it didn't matter. It didn't matter to her if it was pushing back her favor. Mine's peanut butter. Man, I love peanut butter. Oh, Michelle hates it, but I love it. Hey, man, I can eat peanut butter on a spoon, on a cracker. I can about eat it off the floor if I have to. I like peanut butter. Hey, man, it's the best thing in the world to me in a cold glass of milk. If I can get a cold glass of milk, some peanut butter, I'm in heaven. But you know what I said? Hey, man, more than peanut butter, more than that cold glass of milk. Yeah, I might have some every once in a while. Oh, but I try to do it in moderation. I'm telling you, amen, more than anything else, I got to have God move in my life. If not only for me, for my family, for my children. It's the same way in the spiritual realm. I realized that I was slipping. I realized that I was coasting by. Amen, getting outlines and not having anointing. Amen, preaching the word and not having fire. Reading the Bible, not having a desire. I was living in God. Amen. Oh, come on now. God can't move in this life. I'm telling you, God can. Amen. God can. If we'll step out, if we'll do our part, amen, there'll come liberty. There'll come life. Amen. Can you imagine when she sold that all and come back and said, boys, the debt's been paid. You're free to go. Amen. Wouldn't that be great this morning if somebody got some liberty in this house? And say, I'm desperate enough. Hey, man, I'm desperate enough. I need deliverance. Amen. We look at the cross. And even though he's preached about it, he's talked to us about it, we can't see that empty tomb. We look at the signs of the times. All that's happened. And all the time he's reiterating to us, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We look at the army of the Syrians and think how great and mighty they are. Oh, what are we going to do? By faith, that prophet looks to the servant and says, they that be for us are greater. Open his eyes, Lord, that he might see. When he opens his eyes, he sees that host encamped around them, even that army of God, and realizes, amen, that God's going to see him through. We see the muddy Jordan. Amen, we see having to humble ourselves. We see it having to say, hey, I need help. I can't do this by myself. Instead of seeing that seventh time Naaman come up, that leprosy was gone. Woo! Amen. We don't see those things. We begin to limit God. And then God can move here. And God can move there. But surely, surely God don't care about this. Amen. Surely God's not occupied with what's going on in my life. Amen. You know what I've learned? Whether it's an alternator. Amen. Whether it's cancer. Amen. Whether it's sick children. Whether it's a toe ache, headache, toothache, earache, gallstones. Amen. Kidney stones. My God is concerned. And
by faith, I'm calling out to him. Amen. By faith, I'm moving. Amen. I'm just stupid enough, as the world would say. Amen. I'm just so unlearned, as the world would say. Amen. But I'm trusting in a God. Amen. But you know what I know? I'm a whole lot smarter than they are. They might think I'm slow. They might think I've lost my locker. I'm off my rocker. I'm telling you, I'm trusting in Almighty God that can and will meet my needs.
He stealed it one time. You got another vessel? When there was no more empty vessels, the oil stayed. I don't necessarily believe they ran out of faith. Sometimes we do. As God's dealt with some of your hearts this morning. God's dealt with some of your hearts and services past. Do this, do that. You say to yourself, I can't. Can I talk to you as a pastor? I have learned in my short life of serving the Lord that when you're desperate for revival in relationship with God, when it's church time, you cinch it up, you go to church. I know there's times you can't. I ain't no dummy. I know there's times you just ain't no way. If you're able, then you can. I tell TJ all the time, and man, he's doing good with it. I tell him all the time, read, pray. Is that right, TJ? Me and TJ's a lot alike. I don't get things at times either. They tell me things sometimes, three or four times. I still stand there going, in the world? They was talking about it at work the other day, two to the power. I'm thinking, man, I barely made it through remedial math. And you throwing this stuff on me, I got no idea. I said, good in it. TJ said, don't get mad at me. I'm the pastor, you can't even laugh. I love me. He was riding down the road. He said, you know, I don't grasp things like other people do. He said, I read it and don't stick with me. He said, sometimes I can hear it. Somebody explained it to me and I got it. He said, well, just reading the Bible, so I can read a chapter and get through reading that chapter. And I don't know what it said. I don't remember what the story was or what they did. You ever been there? You know, that's where I was. I'm hurrying, but boy, I feel the Lord. I know it's different, but I feel the Lord. I was so concerned about getting my Bible read through the year. I was rushing through all these chapters and wasn't remembering anything I read. But you know what I do? I pray. I read my Bible until I feel like God's finished with me reading my Bible. Until I feel like I've read enough. You know what I told TJ? I said, man, get in the book of John. Read the first seven chapters. Twice this week. You know what he did? Read them twice. Come to me Sunday. The other Sunday he said, I read them. What you want me to do? I said, read the book of John, first seven chapters. Again. Read it till you get it. And when you're desperate, you'll do that. When you want to learn God's Word, it don't matter if you have to sound it out word by word. It don't matter if you have to put a cassette tape in. It don't matter if you have to listen to it on the radio. You'll want it. And when you're desperate, you'll do anything you can to get in His presence. Oh, help us, Lord. We're limiting God. And we're losing our liberty. We're losing life because we've limited God in our actions. Amen. In our ideas and what we think and how we move. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm serving a God that has power that knows no limits. And this morning we just need to take the brakes off. Amen. Throw caution to the wind, if you will. Amen. Let pride get on the back and say, God, more than what people think. Amen. More than why I am. I'm desperate. I'll do whatever it takes. I said, I'll do whatever it takes to have a move of God in my life. Stand to your feet with us this morning. I remember the night I got saved. I don't remember the exact date. But I remember the night I got saved. As a sinner boy that didn't hardly know anything about church, I was sitting in Brother Frankie's living room. We were sitting in the kitchen, this living room together. We were sitting at a table. Everybody had gone to bed. It was late at night. And I thought everybody's in church. It's always been in church. I thought that's how it worked. I mean, I ain't no different, Brother Josh. I reckon if I really thought about it, I might have thought, well, some others came in. But TJ, when I thought about it, I thought, you know, they grew up in church. They've been around it. Brother Frankie began to tell me how he grew up. Drunkard and all these other things that was going on in his life. He began to tell me how he began to see his need for God and called out to him. And God saved him. Later on, he told me he's going to the Catholic Church. God got to moving on after he got saved. He was laying things down. God was helping him. And he said, I got to seeking the Holy Ghost. He told me I needed the Holy Ghost some day. And he got baptized with the Holy Ghost while he was going to the Catholic Church. You know what he said? He said, the priest sent him down, tried to cast the devil out of him. But Frank said, it was time to go. A bunch of hallelujahs, what they call them over in Panama. Hallelujahs, those Pentecostal folks. Hallelujah, because they always shouting hallelujah. He said, I went down there and God began to move in my life. He began to use me. And I knelt by that bed. And I began to pray. The devil brought up all these things. He said, if you do this, you'll have to leave this. If you do this, friends ain't going to be with you no more. Think about this. If you do this, you're never going to have the pleasure that you had of drinking this and doing that. It's all going to be gone. I was kneeling beside that bed, and as an unchurched young man and knew nothing about God, I felt something. Brother Josh, as I was kneeling there, I said, God, I'll give it all up. Everything. I don't care. I just need you. Man, didn't no light come down from heaven, but the glory did fill my soul. How God changed me. You don't think there's been times I was by myself as a young Christian. I went by those places and the devil said, if you pull in, won't nobody ever know. I remember, I'm closing. I know I got you standing. I remember pulling into the Flash Foods and I'd smoked heavy. And I poured into the Flash Foods, and I felt like God told me to give them up, and I did. And I felt like He delivered me from that. I poured into the Flash Foods, you know, somebody working in there, I'd never seen them. Aaron Milan. There wasn't nobody in there. I was by myself. There wasn't nobody in the store. Wasn't nobody at the gas pumps. I thought, man, I ain't going there and buy a pack. I was leaving to go out of town. I was going to Alabama, 8-hour drive. I thought, man, won't nobody ever know. Reached over, got my money out, put it in my pocket, opened the door. It seemed like something smote my heart. Holy Ghost. He said, them or me? Them or me? I shut my door back, put my money back in my wallet in the console. I thought, driving down the road, God, more than anything, I got to have you. I wish somebody would get that kind of attitude this morning. And I don't feel like I missed it. I know it's quiet. I know it's quiet. It's probably quiet in her house, too. The Bible said her son brought the vessels. Maybe they went out with him. Maybe they all went out. She didn't care. She just needed some oil. She just needed refreshing. She just needed liberty. She just needed the move of God. Are you limiting him this morning? I said, if you put limits on God, won't you let go? Let the Lord take over. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I have preached my heart. Oh, God. Peace in my heart. And I really feel like the devil and his demons have gathered in this house this morning. They're whispered in ears. They're doing everything they can to keep people in bondage. Because they know if they ever get desperate, they'll cry out. And Lord, you will deliver them in their distresses. Oh, Heavenly Father, I ask you right now to move in that heart. Lord, no, I take that back. God, you're already moved. You've already touched that heart. You've already spoken to them. I pray this morning that somebody, I said that somebody will say, hey, I got to move. I got to do something other than what I'm doing. I got to have life. I've got to have liberty. If it's borrowing vessels in public, if it's getting in private, whatever it might be, I got to have a move of God. Help us this morning, Lord. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. I'm not going to ask you to, amen, close your eyes. I'm not going to ask you to say in some way that, oh, it's me, Lord, that needs prayer. I'm asking you to make it known. Amen. Confess your need. God will help you. This altar's open. This altar's open. Man, it's quiet. You'll never get liberty until you get desperate. You hear me? I said, you'll never get liberty and freedom until you get desperate with God. Oh, help us this morning. Help us this morning. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be free?